When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 203, How to Maintain Your Muscle While Dieting by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy middle of the week. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Before we get to the post, in celebration of our new podcast launch, we're giving away books this week, in addition to the ones we do on the first of every month, which is now just 5 days away. To be in all of those raffles, just make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. It's as simple as that. So there's my quick intro. Let's jump to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Maintain Your Muscle While Dieting by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. In a previous article, I explained how I screwed up, what I could have done better, and exactly what you do not need to do when you're trying to maintain as much lean body mass as possible. First, I want to address training, and then I will address the proper diet for burning body fat and maintaining muscle mass. Training. Many fail to realize that during a diet, your body is in a negative energy balance. Hence, your ability to recover is compromised as your body's pulling energy from whatever sources it can. In this case, the energy sources are food, fat mass, and lean body mass. This is why weight training should be low volume, brief, and intense. You really aren't going to benefit from much more than that. During a diet, your main goal is to retain muscle mass whilst losing body fat. Therefore, all you have to do is hang on to what you have built. You do this by means of moderation and sound rationale. You first provide just enough stimuli for your muscles to have a reason to exist. Secondly, you must rest. Yes, I said rest, as in not work out as much as you would if your aim was to build muscle. The low volume work is mainly to preserve energy, and because it really doesn't take much work to maintain the muscle you have built. The war seems to be fought when building the muscle in the first place. Don't count on these workouts to burn a lot of calories either. In order to maintain muscle, you must maintain intensity. What is intensity in this case? It's the weight on the bar. If you get done with a training cycle, and your new 5-rep max for bench is 315 pounds, you want to make sure you're working up to that new personal best 1 to 2 times per week in order to give your muscles a reason to exist. Don't make the mistake of doing light weight and high reps. If you do, you're sure to lose the hard-earned muscle you spent so much time gaining. A great way to maintain muscle mass is by doing 2 full-body workouts per week, or an upper-lower split spread out over 3 days in the ABA BAB format. The first week you do upper, lower, upper, and the second week you do lower, upper, lower, etc. Nutrition. A deficit is a deficit is a deficit. If you wish to lose weight, all you have to maintain is a caloric deficit. Notice I said weight, as the term can mean many things, such as muscle, water, fat, connective tissue, etc. If you are as vain as I am, you wish for most, okay, all of that weight to be in the form of adipose tissue. So what now? First, you want to set a reasonable deficit. In my opinion, for most people, a moderate approach is usually best. Simply, this is just creating a 400 to 600 calorie deficit per day. When you do the math, this should yield a pound of fat loss per week. That's not always the case, but it's usually going to be the most manageable. Protein. Protein is the most important macronutrient when it comes to a diet. Protein is what your muscles are made of, and as caloric intake goes down, your protein requirements go up. You want the energy being rendered to come from your food and your body fat, not from that muscle you worked your tail off to gain. This is why eating anywhere from 1.3 to 1.5 grams of protein per pound of lean body mass is absolutely essential on a diet. The more protein you eat, the less likely your body will revert to lean protein, i.e. muscle mass, for sufficient energy. Calories. It's really not a big deal how you disperse your intake over the allotted calories. You just want to make sure they are comparable in percentage. You don't want to end up with a diet with fat or carbs set at just 15% of your total intake for the day. This makes your diet really boring. Plus, you need a certain minimum of each macronutrient for normal function. I almost always encourage those to split the rest of their calories evenly, if they can, between fat and carbohydrate. Or if you want to make it really simple, just multiply your body weight by anywhere from 0.4 to 0.5, and that will give you exactly how much fat to aim for each day. Then just fill in the remaining calorie requirements with carbohydrate. Here's an example of an active female creating a moderate deficit. Let's say her name is Mary Jane. She weighs 130 pounds. Currently, she consumes 2,100 calories each day. So if we wanted to put her on a 500 calorie deficit, she would then need to consume 1,600 calories a day instead, where 140 grams will come from protein, 115 grams come from carbohydrate, and 65 grams come from fat. As you can see, she gets a nice balance of calories plus enough protein to maintain her muscle mass. The protein will also aid in keeping her full during her lowered calorie intake. Some people like to starve themselves for a few weeks, and some enjoy a more moderate approach like I described above. Some people like to alternate their daily deficits and surpluses, while some like to create their deficit by exercise alone. There are many different approaches, but you need to find the one that works best for you. You just listened to the post titled, How to Maintain Your Muscle While Dieting by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As JC mentioned in his post, it is important, if you're interested in losing weight or cutting body fat, that you decrease your calorie intake most days of the week. If you do that consistently, the body will eventually turn to burning fat as fuel, which is something we all eventually want to have happen anyways. That's going to help shrink our fat cells and make us get that toned look. But when the body actually turns to burning fat as fuel is still a debate. It really depends on your genetics, your level of activity, your age, your gender, and lots of other variables. So really, there's no one way to know when your body is going to actually start burning fat as fuel. The best thing you can do is, again, be consistent. Stay active, incorporate some resistance training, cut some of your calories, and oh, be consistent. After working with many, many people, I've seen this happen a million times. They'll be losing body fat, but just not in the places they were hoping they would. So after a couple of months of training with me and me watching their nutrition, they'll come back and say, Awesome. My wrists are smaller. My watch doesn't fit anymore. Thanks a lot. I was really hoping I'd lose weight around my belly. So based on your genetics, unfortunately, your body decided to burn the fat around your wrists instead of the fat around your belly and your hips. We can blame our parents for that. But if you stay consistent, eventually the body will turn to burning that fat around the belly and the hips and the butt as fuel. So don't count on losing 1 pound of fat a week like you may have heard. Oh, if I cut back on 500 calories per day times 7 days a week, that's 3,500 calories, and there are 3,500 calories in a pound of fat. Nope, disregard that. That is not true. That's a myth. What isn't a myth is lowering your calories and staying consistent with that until you reach your goal weight. Before I go, I want to mention once again that this whole week, we're celebrating the milestones we hit. All of our podcasts hit some big episode numbers, including episode number 1 for Optimal Living Daily Relationships. We're celebrating the launch of that show. Plus, we give away books to random people on the first of every month. So lots of giveaways are happening. That's the bottom line. To be in those raffles, make sure you're on our weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. You'll get some free spreadsheet tools from us right away, then a weekly email with updates, and you'll be in our raffles automatically. Again, all you have to do is be on our weekly newsletter, and you can sign up at oldpodcast.com. Time for me to sign off. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'll see you in about 24 hours with a post from Roger Lawson, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.